A company with direct ties to Governor Kristi Noem's cabinet received nearly $600,000 in pandemic relief money from the state. Companies registered to a cabinet member's business associates received millions more. Hague companies received a small business grant from a state coronavirus relief fund. The company's most recent annual report for 2020 says Steve Westra is the company's vice president and secretary. In January of 2019, Westra became commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. He filed a financial interest statement showing income from Hague companies at that time. Cabinet members are not required to update those forms each year. Other corporations are registered to Hague Company's leaders Paul and Peter Hague. Their holdings include real estate, hotels, construction, an assisted living center, and a property management firm. SDPB identified grants to at least seven Hague-affiliated companies, totaling $3.6 million. The money came from the state's share of federal coronavirus relief funds. Westra did not return messages. Governor Noem's spokesman, Ian Fury, emailed a statement. It says, quote, "Commissioner Westra has taken a leave of absence from his private sector companies and is working for the state of South Dakota. Decisions about grant program acceptances were made by an independent third party," end quote. Conflict of interest laws forbid state officials from overseeing contracts that benefit them. In this case, it was the State Bureau of Finance and Management, not Westra's agency, that worked with a private contractor to distribute the grants. But Westra's office was involved. One of his state employees conducted a webinar explaining the grant program to applicants. The state's Government Accountability Board has authority to receive and investigate conflict of interest complaints. The board consists of four judges. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba of Sioux Falls says he doesn't know if Westra did anything wrong.
But everyone in public service should be very careful to keep themselves above even the appearance of impropriety. And so this sounds problematic, although I haven't looked at it closely.
The revelations about Westra come after media outlets reported that Governor Noem's relatives received about $600,000 in state coronavirus relief grants. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.